Oh, 俺最近恰恰那些他们那刚开始金融也不就介入去了。
So, as usual, we begin with a wholesome motivation or bodhicitta motivation.
俺那金融七八成就，俺那个最近刚三八十一缺的开始的时候呢，他实际他这个点都在哪里，让你个点都在哪里，俺那他缺住呢，跟着住过来。
So with this special motivation or attitude, what we're going to do is we're going to learn or listen how to practice Dharma, whether we say for the sake of ourselves or for the sake of infinite sentient beings.
多么简单，等等，变得开始不打，变得开始东部接完那卡萨，就等于跌落的，阿里我爱跌你几百人把脑壳们跌的，变得更多装备哪怕他把那些区别真心的跌的，等到上学一门了你不跌，毕竟我上次见那几百人上马的死了。
So, there is a King of Aspiration Prayer, and there is a Samenda Bhadra's Aspiration Prayer. So what Rinpoche think is these two are two separate prayers. He don't think these are two as one prayer. That's just Rinpoche's opinion. But he is not 100% sure.
嗯，因为那样，我从了国外的开始呢，本来原来对面国呢，你宿舍之前接触英国呢，你几十日当然的我没时间去，你看见去干啥？印度的看见可是团队之间呢，阿波多是老说第一点呢，你我从上学原来对面学校见的第一个呢，这些讲呢，多点话都不去碰。
So anyway, Andrew and Claire requested to teach about how to purify the obscurations and how to accumulate the merits. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen how to purify and how to accumulate merit in conjunction with the seven limb practice.
Mm-hmm. 原来对面工人出啥个对象接完了，阿里东部出干啥个人，只把看着见的相关人是这些这些玩意呢？阿里东部出啥是个有几个的，只把相当这些个了，是吧
？So, if we want to accumulate the merits, and we want to purify our negativities, then we need a object or a field. So how, what kind of field or object we rely on to purify and to accumulate merit.
等这些事的通往国主啊，连接面积，可是我做那一页变得属于区主义，属于区东部能够嘛，资本主义进入要嘛的是了的，变得区经济呢，但大家是相对的不济，那可人家是给要嘛的是。
So the basis to do these two things is should be based on the six preparatory practice or jorche. So if somebody really wanna practice, then it begin with the six preparatory practice or jorche. Or if somebody wanna intellectually to learn something, then that's a different thing.
Benedict Patron and Gordon, the Madison, Cantor says on your lot, the Bano, you don't put in Gokarasu, shots you and Latter was. Shots you and Latte, Ale, shots is like you each saw at Agor was. Then do you saw at our Ale Tadiji Jenny, and Gunshu the Regi Shogo was.
So, how we're going to do this is first we need to begin with a prostration or the salutation. So to do the prostration or the salutation, we need an object. So to do that, first we need to invoke or invite the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. So, in order to invoke the supreme merit field, first we need to clean up the place. So this to clean the place is, you know, not a small thing. You know, we shouldn't neglect it, because it's a really very important thing. You know, not only to do our practice or the meditation, but in our workplace too, the surrounding environment cleanness is very crucial. So it all depend on our attitude or the motivation. For example, when we caregiving for anybody who is needed, if we do it with a good motivation, then that can be a dharma practice too.
Katu sesona sosoge desa yen nande ini pena nyima chile chona tinso majuna ini du yemel mata ba nyima rere la shoke tin je nge pa da sama so go yes pena so do
so if we directly say where we live, our house, it is said in the scripture that we need to clean our place, if we could, three times a day. If that is not possible, then at least we should clean up our places, house and surroundings at least one time in the morning.
Do say the tahasa ngaso ki kenhi ki du de mayin ba ani du ne sadi mayin ni mon des du ne sadi mayin de cha de du ne sadi mayin sha dang des ne de cha sha no timu su de lo mo chen ni ma ta sha ma de yang shiro gi re zhe mi ba chen ma sha ai de de do.
So whether there is a dust or not, at least we need to clean once a day. So why we need to do this is when we sweep the dust, you know, we shouldn't concentrate only on the, you know, external dust, but it is said that dust is not the external dirt, but is the dust, but it is internal, like dust of attachment and dust in terms of hostilities and so on.
Penalogy do not the shuji do penna, nang hong sanje shiji bin ego sanje kinga rao no lo la chinda sejin sing it again. Taba rejin sama zoga the nyama ji chinda sejin to sugi makanga che, geja marani ni sanje rang penne, ni geja wait and rigi, the padan and zedwa.
So this cleaning the place is very important. In the Buddha's time, this historical Buddha Shakyamuni's time in India, there is a good patron of Buddha who always served and cleaned the, you know, the courtyard where Buddha resides. So one time that patron was so, you know, busy, he didn't get a time to clean the courtyard. So, you know, Buddha himself came out and cleaned the courtyard by Buddha himself.
Then the Papa Long Chuba singing the Toma, then the CJ, Jim Lord the same to a jet, and the Sanjay Shinjalane, take your logic, you do, I let the Shiana in the decision to a chance.
And also there are many stories that tells about the importance of cleaning the place and the surroundings. So if we go elaborate on that, you know, it will take a lot of time. So maybe morning 2 hour session will be end with sweeping the place. So if we do that, that would be not reasonable, because nowadays there are many people really emphasizing on the environment and global warmings and like that. So in India, long time ago, there are in one town or village, when the child born, they don't live. So, they lost all the childs in one time, and then there is an old lady, so she asks, in future, if child was born, then you can give it to me. So then later on, one couple got a baby boy, and then the couple give it to that old lady, and old lady filled the baby's mouth with a butter and then give it to somebody and tell that, you take the baby and go to that crossing road, and the arahats and whoever pass through, please ask to bless this baby boy so that he can live long.
So then that
person took the baby to the road crossing down there, and the Buddhas passed through that path, and many bodhisattvas and arahats and so on passed through, and then old lady told that ask the blessings, and if the baby survived, then bring back, or if the baby didn't survive after the sun set, then leave it there. Then the person took the baby to that road crossing, and then Buddhas and bodhisattvas and many arahats passed through, and the person asked a blessing to that baby boy, and then everybody blessed the baby, and then baby survived after sunset. Then the person bring back the baby to that old lady, and then later on they care the baby, and baby live long, and baby grown up, and baby live long, and then eventually baby become a great scholar named Arya Lamchenpa, or the Pakpa Lamchen.
Ta ti je la ni ta da phapa lamchen pa se ri pa chob de yin jo pu ge ji je de yin jo ama ge mo de le ke ta yin jo ama ge mo de yin ha ma na yi ji ni bo mo ji le khone lang ga ta bo mo le lo ji je ge ni lang ga chen bo ji lang chen da chen ba de ya ma phe sa lang chen le ma ko a che lang chu lang ga lang chen chen ji ji ni nya de de do.
So then again, later on in that place, one baby boy was born. And then the couple take the baby to that old lady, and old lady asks one young lady to take the baby as before, take the baby to the road and whoever comes through Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and ask the blessings. And then, you know, that time, this time, the young lady was kind of lazy and she took the baby to a small path or small road, like an alley, and then he waited there and nobody passed through. So then almost at the end of the day, it sunsets, the Buddha knew through his clairvoyance, and then, you know, deliberately Buddha came to see that baby to that small alley and bless the baby, and barely baby survived. And then that, you know, second baby grown up, and then his boy's parent asked a scholar to teach the boy. And, you know, then the teacher wrote a stanza or the shlok. And then baby boy, you know, worked hard on that one, on that four lines, and, you know, all day how much he worked hard, but he could not able to memorize it. Then they took the boy to the Buddha, and then Buddha blessed him.
Ni ripate sia tha ando de ni chi ta da sholo ka chi zen ji na kan de na sa di ma yin mo de se sholo ka chi jo ji ne ni so la kan ge jong yin ja ni de sho na ma ge jo de ha pa sho na ya ge ni ya le sa ji ji shin kan ji di pa ta bi ten da de ne chen ne ni shu ma be de pa na ta ne ni pa pa lang chung ba se ten de cha do
so then Buddha blessed him and told the boy that you know you go to the monastery where the monks gather, and outside there is a lot of, you know, shoes and all those things. Then Buddha told him to clean up the monks' shoes and clean up the courtyards and all those things to purify that boy's obscuration. Then, you know, Buddha told him that, you know, when you sweep and clean, that you are not cleaning the, you know, dust, soil dust, but you are cleaning the dust of the mind, like ignorance and so on. Then he reflect on what the Buddha told him. Then, you know, gradually his intelligence improved, and then, you know, could memorize a little easier than before. Then he worked hard and studied hard, and then eventually he became the arahat, and he is called the Pakpa Lamchungpa. And also in Tibet too, one of the Panchen Lama's incarnation always cleaning the place, and then his broom really worn out, and he wrapped with a yellow cloth over the, you know, broom, and then later on that broom became a kind of relic or you know, like that precious, and keep in the monastery.
Do you period of the jina yin pena ma so ye phase den 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 pena shin da jo gan sing ge jer pena ma ba na sang ji shin so so de sa ge sang ji shin ru ba jujang de la misi ki ti ji cheba chen dogor es cheba de metse de la rani chuchen na ba ta ba yue ji ni ji cheba chen dogor ta son do a pian sama zo ye de
so if we could do the cleaning thing cleaning the place and sweeping all around and like that we could able to really try our best then in this life too you know we will be able to gird our vows and pledges without any transgressions or any obstacles and as well as in future when we attain Buddhahood then you know it would be it will become the causes of that Buddha's pure land
chishon ne geje meshi wa che pena nga su ge de jin yiku yu song je che gro sing ko na pen to gare re sa la so na nga le chuan so ji se ma wa xi gro wa sa
so this is in terms of the dharma practice but you know about the taking care of the environments and you know about the nowadays this you know global warmings and like that for this you guys might have a better understanding and better knowledge than him than Rinpoche
so so desa nawla tsama shi dame zobo shi wiji na kesun kare ya sane ni shi u khoe de kesun yeje de tenga besa la dange
so if our house or the room is full of junks around then the most benefit would be we will sleep well
shoki yono de misse bomen de chung chi min la
shoki
yono de mil be mi jare de chen la go chel duas
and when we wake up in the morning then our eyes are full of burgers and you know their slippers
and ale tani je yang da jin zo sama chi se jin ra sa sha da ku su to je ten tong ma se din da sa la da kas ten tong se ko la me se gi chi kyen ye chi kas to ba chi la sa la
so we will live here and you know almost it is 1 hour already so now as you know Claire and Andrew requested you know how to set up the altar so you know we will begin with that
nge khasin la chhoron chhoron da pheche tenri gi nge khas ge yoj mar nga chu pepa yin so na ku ju zang ne da ku gi shin le me gi den da la za wa che shin zung ye de nga so pepa le din na sa de yor sa
So maybe, you know, you guys don't have that kind of consideration, but in Tibetan we got a kind of disease that consider some statues of the image of the Buddha or Bodhisattvas like old one and made out of gold are more precious than the, you know, some made out of, you know, clay and like that.
The Sanjay Nityanda Bhadang Asuki Ji sai nami padela ngone kadu yena pakachen de debu gona nang shin bare da tanga su yi kusu to de ju yin de shema to me wa yin zane te tanda ju to kabu cha de
so and we always have a kind of disease that you know we consider our altar set up the images and tankas and so on not as a object of offering but we consider as a kind of possession.
Then the tsachen mo majen na me dingen de ji pa chi sen nang ha ma de kande me shi chi sen kange nga ge ji sa la ya ma su pe yi ku su te de ni ba tsachen mo de se ge no bu su mo cha de shi je ka gi chung ba de den ji pa zu ge pe sha gi no de chen ku tsachen mo mo den ji la shu wa sa la
so one thing this happened because you know maybe earlier but after 1959 the old monasteries in Tibet, you know, they have a lot of statues of different times. You know, they are all the business people. They stole the statues and sold to the some people who buy those things.
当然，所以这样的。 chiratsuki chen duje chale kusun tu de kaya sale pa goshana ka ka kasa kal ji jag do ala da tenga suki chen de so ke le na ya gre sala de che ko
so these are the fault of we Tibetans you know that you know consider as a possession and we put a price tag on you know those images those are our mistake or our fault and you guys fault is that you set up the statues and all those things everywhere in the stairways outside in the bathrooms and everywhere
den den nge khatu shi de ga su she shan de min la den den du la le den du la le ko tho ghar sa ko tho de go yo dang go ji ba de go mo chang ba dang sa den de ga la rong sa sanje shang sen ji ge ne la gong ba de de ne wa la ba sa ji yo me ban de jiang zhuo mei bi da yang da yin ba re se du gong je ku su du de ya sa de gong ba ju gong zhong la de jian de ne de ji du de su su ji le jiang zhuo che ba ji mei bi yi da yang da dian ba re den de song du
So we should acknowledge our fault and mistakes, and it is said that in front of the you know thangkas and in front of the Buddha's images and you know so on, wherever those things are present, you know we should behave. You know we don't behave. You know we do all sort of. Disrespect and bad behaviors in the presence of those you know object of refuge that is really wrong what that indicate is that we don't have a true refuge in three jewels
Kuyu kono lo kuso tode yekapa beje tsungkong do je cha do de jese me do yin na sosin gwan ne gang zo tu tu ji da gang ya tu tu ji sosin gwan ne je de ma do jin so yi ton ne je na ka le ko cha do la da de so de so kono
so in the society all the dharma books and statues and thangkas all over like it happened like you know merchandise But, you know, that is the other thing. But in ourselves, we should be not like that, considered as a really reverent objects and should not consider as a merchandise. So this is our mistake then how we should correct it is that when we set up our altar in the center of the altar the main object of our altar is the image of historical Buddha Shakyamuni
tembige ugi jodo dene ja debo tene yo sona la ku tene jana ke che go ma la da nama dene jiru mo chi ko da bo tene ya pe re ma ya so so yang ka de jana che ba ma ro
and the image or the statue or the picture of lama tsongkhapa and any of our gurus can be set up behind the Buddha Shakyamuni
pena to de wo yesona pena sanje shu sa ge lin kro rang la sanje ne ya ji shang chu sen beris ta ba ya ja yi ten ju yesona shang chu sen beris shu sa rang ha ji ye dang de yesona ten ji cha chen zo so na ne so 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 pa le de so zu ji ne ya wa ya
if we have a the altar is big enough you know to set up then you know buddhas will be in all in one line and the bodhisattvas will be online and gurus will be on one line and so on
yahan tin gi to dewa men zona pena nga chog gi pena ti ji chu gi ji ba na gi pena sang de gi ye shu la pena ji de ja ha shang ba go bo ne en shu de la ni ji ka ji de ja ba ya da sa mo ta ji de ja che shu ji se tin gi yang do to che
So, and we have a very shortage of a place with the Shakyamuni in the center, and on the right side, the Bodhisattva Maitreya, and on the left side, Bodhisattva Manjushri, as we recite through the text. And the meditational deities can be set up in the right or on the left of the Buddha Shakyamuni. Dharma protectors should not be set in the same place of the Buddha Shakyamuni. It should be lower or on the second line below the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
Sanje lama yodan sanje le zo den ri suma chen ya nga su numba ka sa pe bi chen so non kang yi dan da che yin ba le sa la.
And in the Tibetan society, there is a problem that, you know, some consider the Dharma protector so high that, you know, they consider Dharma protector higher than the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. This kind of a problem still exists in the Tibetan society.
Pena sanje tete te yin namba yin na yang kuron nga tsong ye zambilin de la pe goye tanda de la pena sanje ki tenpa song bi tsuyu de pe yun di kuron yasa de jagor pena nga tsong masong ki tanda la masong tsong bi tanda la chi jin yasong yana duwa lomba nonde che nanglo ro pe yun ni chi shilo la kuron masong tsong ye ki chi tsuyu yore ten na ki ki shilo tsuyu yin ji mi ji jagor barsa.
So the Dharma protector are manifest as a Dharma protector, even though it is the in the emanation or in the nature of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, but they manifest, emanate as in the form of a Dharma protector. So when it come in the appears in the form of Dharma protector, then their job is to protect the, you know, Buddha Dharma and its practitioners. So like, you know, we have a guard dog. So the guard dog, you know, has a place not equal to the master. So it is like, same like that.
Chuchu suma to se kanje sanje shangju samba yosa ki pangri ki magu yana tundi chile jana ya boor sa lada. Chache manzang yang kange chena yang yola pali yang sanatong yojiro asa.
So, you know, the Dharma protector should be set up in the lower than the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. But, you know, if the time, if the place is limited, then there is a flexibility. And, you know, the Dharma books can be set up on the right side of the altar, and on the left, the stupas and so on will set up on the left side of the, you know, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So we break here.